Paramania Radio.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed. And if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, when you're going the wrong way, when you've got to try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness, just shine your light for everyone to see. Narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around the down and out, lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone their way. You've got to try a little kindness, just show a little kindness, just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness, narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Inspirational Voices. And a rather dull, cloudy morning, but yeah, you know, still quite warm. What about England? They played well, and just at the last moment. But I think it's going to be a fascinating tournament, and it's incredible what Wales did as well. If you're wondering why I'm not saying hello to my lovely, great co-host, Julian Aslam, a message half an hour ago from her husband, Kartik. She's come down with a very heavy flu, and she just can't be with us this morning. So we wish her a very speedy recovery. I know she's got a sister and her husband and her niece visiting her for a month from Australia. They came Tuesday. So that can't be very nice for all of them, can it? But that's what happens. It's strange because Jill and I hadn't put a title for today's show. And Dave Erickson, co-owner of the station, sent me a message. What's the title? What's the theme for today? And I just quickly wrote back to him saying, inner strength. Isn't it funny how appropriate that is? Because obviously Jill's going to need her inner strength for a quick recovery. But also thinking about, I don't know what Jill got in mind to say about it, but from my own perspective, we're needing a lot of inner strength that's going on in our own family at the moment. Leanne, my daughter-in-law, our daughter-in-law, her mom, Linda Elson, who I believe a lot of you are already sending a lot of help and healing energy over to her. She's what is considered a later stage of motor neurons disease, and she's in hospital. She was in the Manor Hospital in Walsall, and she was moved a week ago, 10 days ago now, to hospital in Stoke-on-Trent, and the idea of it is they're kind of experts, as much as experts can be, on this problem, and she isn't able to eat or to drink properly, and can't really talk that well either. Ability to talk seems to be going, you know, with the muscles. And she was supposed to have an operation last Tuesday to have a peg in her stomach so she could feed, so they could feed her. But her blood levels were really low, the count was low, and it was too dangerous for them to do the operation. Well, it's now earmarked for this Tuesday. So please send all love and wishes out, for it to be helped, please. And also, Anne's dad, Fred, as you probably a lot of you already know, he hasn't been too well just recently. Problems with his ears, with depression. He's only 92, yeah. He only retired 3 years ago from climbing up cranes in scrapyards and mending the motors at the top. Worked all his life doing that. Never had a fall. 3 years ago, in his living room, after he decided to retire, he falls and breaks his hip. So that was the start of things not going right for him. He had to go into hospital, then to what do they call it, recovery, and since he's come out, he hasn't been brilliant, simply because they said he didn't need his antidepressant tablets, and the truth is he did, and it's taken nearly 4 weeks to actually get them to say yes, the doctor to say yes, he needs them, and he started taking them 2 days ago. So we went to see him yesterday. He seems a bit better, but he still isn't there yet. I think they take a little while to get back in the system. So thank you very much indeed for all your caring and love. Thank you, Gray. Just seen your message sent again, and thank you as well, Karen. That's lovely. So the first song that Jill had chosen, because Jill chooses the songs on a Sunday morning, and it's Susan Boyle, I Dreamed a Dream.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by. Unafraid, when dreams were made and used and wasted, there was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. come at night. With their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hopes apart, and they turn your dream to shame.
Understand why Jill chose that song, because if you think about Susan Boyle, anybody who watched Britain's Got Talent those years ago, when Susan Boyle walked onto that stage, and the you could see the faces of the judges, and the camera panned to the audience, and people kind of sniggering at her because of the way that she looked. And she must have had an incredible inner strength to go out there. She knew how good she was. I mean, that's not being arrogant. She just knew that she got an incredible voice. And she'd sung in working men's clubs and what have you. And I believe she was encouraged to go on there. I believe somebody else put her up for it. And to be able to walk out there to steel herself, to have the confidence, knowing, I think she actually knew what the reaction was going to be, and the inner joy inside her when she first started to sing, and she could see the reaction of the judges and the audience, must have been absolutely incredible. So there's lots of different types of inner strength, and to be able to stand up and say, look, this is me, you don't know me, you've got your opinion of me, but you don't really know me, and you think that I can't do anything, but I can. And I think that applies to a lot of people in the world, that we can be very quick to judge other people. We don't know what it's like to be in other people's shoes. We should always give people a chance. So let's listen to ABBA, I Have a Dream. I think this all fits in.
I have a dream, a song to sing, to help me cope. Fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels when I know the time is right.
think that song is very appropriate, I Have a Dream. It came to my mind while it was being played, is that I'm doing my first official act as a Gnostic priest on the 22nd of this month, doing a blessing christening for some people who were originally clients of ours back about 6-7 years ago, and they've become friends, and I was asked to do this. But the significance of talking about it is that the family, they are foster parents as well. We're talking about their own daughter, but the families are, they do actually foster children. And at the moment, they've got 3 boys. One is from over here. There's one from Albania, and there's one from Afghanistan. Now, the Afghanistan boy, he is 16, and he comes from a wealthy family in Afghanistan, but his father joined and is a member of the Taliban, and the father tried to get this lad's elder brother in there, and he escaped and ended up in London, where he lives now. And also this lad, the father tried to do the same with him, and with the help of his mum, he had obviously money, and he escaped one night and by himself, managed to get a plane out to the Ukraine, I believe, and then he made his way down through to Turkey, and then he got to the camp, the other side of the channel in Calais. And he can hardly speak any English, but very little. He can just about, it's a lovely lad, met him, absolutely lovely lad. And he hid away in the engine compartment of a lorry, and he was in there for 22 hours. And when he got across the channel and the lorry stopped, he got out and found the nearest police station to, if you want to use the word, give himself up. And because he's underage, they couldn't send him back, and because his life's in danger. Then he was sent to Southend-on-Sea with a foster family, who apparently treated him terribly. And he ran away from then, went to the police station, and the social services got involved again, and then ended up with the family that we know. And he's been there about 6 weeks now. And I went over there last week to do the final arrangements for the service. And he cooked us a traditional Afghanistan meal. And he was an incredible cook. And it was a lovely meal. And I know we're getting inundated with refugees. And I know we're only a small island, and there's a lot of who try to get over just for economical reasons and no other reasons. But when you actually meet and, shall we say, talk to and kind of get to know a little bit about somebody and what they've gone through, and frightened to go back because literally he'd be punished by his dad and then he'd end up in the Taliban anyway. It does make you think, doesn't it? I mean, I know I personally believe we've got to be more strict who we do allow into our country, but there has to be exceptions, isn't there? There's a lot of terrible things going on across Europe at the moment, and it's always the innocent who get hurt. So, now, the next song, Lady Gaga, Born This Way. I can see why Jill chose this as well. It's about, well, this is how I'm born, this is who I am, so don't judge me.
This is the manifesto of Mother Monster. On Goat, a government-owned alien territory in space, a birth of magnificent and magical proportions took place. But the birth was not finite, it was infinite. As the wombs numbered, and the mitosis of the future began, it was perceived that this infamous moment in life is not temporal, it is eternal. And thus began the beginning of the new race, a race within the race of humanity, a race which bears no prejudice, no judgment, but boundless freedom. But on that same day, as the Eternal Mother hovered in the multiverse, another more terrifying birth took place, the birth of evil. And as she herself split into two, rotating in agony between two ultimate forces, the pendulum of choice, how can I protect something so perfect without evil? It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H.
Just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. Your black, white, beige, chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby.
Never really been a big fan of Lady Gaga, but I listened to every word of that Born This Way, and she's got it just right, hasn't she, there? So often, like I said before, we prejudge people, but also that's a message out to the people who take it a step too far, like all the troubles that's going on, Syria, Iraq, all those countries around there, Afghanistan. See, when it's not in the news, we kind of forget. Well, not forget, but it in the, we put it to the back of our mind that certain countries are still going through a terrible time, even though it's not mentioned on the news. And it's just as bad in Afghanistan. As it was when it was being in the news all the time. And we forget about Syria when it isn't in the news, and ISIS. We concentrate, obviously, on our own security. But ISIS are still operating and doing their utmost to try and destroy the world. And we're still... and our allies are still going over there and bombing them, where innocent people get killed also. So, with Lady Gaga saying, look, I'm born this way, I think goes in all different ways, whether we're talking about sexuality, whether we're talking about the colour of somebody's skin, their disability, whatever. We've got to start to accept that we're all different, but the truth is we're all the same as well, aren't we? If only enough people would start to... Well, majority of the world do recognise that. It's always the minority that cause the problem for the majority. So the next song, Whitney Houston, I Didn't Know My Own Strength, I think really categorises everything that I've been on about this morning. So here's Whitney.
Touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I might break. Didn't know my own strength. I crashed down, stumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Didn't know my own strength. Survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive.
light, my way out of time. All that I need, well,
you inside of me.
Right here inside of you. I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never live that way.
To move your soul, then sit down, put your feet up, and start rocking with Doc. Check the schedule for airtime. That's Rocking with Doc with your host, Dr. Dave, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
If people who are tuning in late, I'm wondering why they're not hearing Julian Aslam. A message from her husband before the show started this morning that unfortunately she's come down with the flu. She was hoping to be on this morning, but she's just too poorly to be able to do that. So I thought it's only right that the show went on, because the topic about people, how other people judge people, I think is very appropriate, and also having an inner strength to be able to carry on when all the odds seems to be against you. And me talking about Jamal, the teenager who basically escaped from Afghanistan, came all those thousands of miles by himself to get here because his brother is over here, and he still hasn't seen his brother yet. They're hoping to get them together perhaps in a few weeks' time. So that's why he chose England, because his brother, his older brother, was already over here. So it does make you think about life in a different way when you meet somebody who's gone all through that. I think the next one, M People, Search for a Hero, and I've played this before from different people singing it. But we don't actually, believe it or not, have to search that far for a hero. They are amongst us in everyday life in different ways. We think of heroes like people rescuing somebody who's going to die. We also think of, but there are like heroes who help, shall we say, an elderly neighbour who's got nobody else. You can say they're an hero. I've got to mention the late Kevin, who was our window cleaner. Last August, he went on holiday with his family to Greece, and his brother-in-law got in distress in the sea. He swam out, saved his brother-in-law's life, and drowned himself. Now, isn't that the ultimate hero in people? I just want to say, Kevin, if you're listening up there in heaven, really miss our conversations we had about the Wolves and football. You're a season ticket holder, but it's lovely that your nephew, and his name's Alan, is now coming around and doing things for us, so that's absolutely brilliant. Now, on about inner strength, we've got three people to my knowledge in the chat room, Gray Rudd, Karen Murray and Johan Alstead, who have got incredible inner strengths. Gray has talked about his problems many times on the radio, and he has his odd lapses, but he fights and he comes back again. The answer is, you don't let anybody get you down, Gray, but deep down you know that. And Karen, his fiance, getting married this December, her inner strength in loving him, coping with what goes on, and always being there for him. So we're all here for you as well, Karen. And it says Cronifer in the chat room, but it's Johan Alstead, who's been on my show and with the show with David Parry many times. And his inner strength, when as a younger man he lost all the ability to walk, talk, and he found the strength to basically find a way through it, and now leading a brilliant life. And he's also a Gnostic priest, Father Johan, first one in Norway. Quite an incredible guy. I don't think he always realised how incredible he is. So, Kelly Clarkson, because of you.
Yeah. Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star with blue happiness in your bed? Well, remember when you're rich that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go high. I don't want to take you dancing, oh, when you're dancing with the world. You can flash your caviar in your $1 million car. I don't need that kind of girl. But could you be the next sensation, or will you set the latest style? You don't need a catchy song, 'cause the kids will sing along when you sell it with a smile. So don't go high.
Want to learn about how paranormal investigators use technology, what we use, and how it works? Then check out Tech Time with Brock and Doc every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
Two great songs there. Now, the time has gone so quickly. The last song I'm going to play is my own choice. I have altered it, so if you are listening, Jill, please forgive me, because it's Beverly Craven, Promise Me, and the words promise me, what I'm asking is that everybody in the world to promise me that they will love, care and cherish other people. So till an hour's time when I'm on Sunday Morning Spiritual with Bishop David Parry, I wish you a very good morning and a brilliant Sunday. Bye for now.
Was still last night.